for the Vandals. They're making the decision to drop back down to FCS. Dave, good to have you on the program. How are you doing?
Doing good. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a little bit busy, trying to track Boise State and then also the Friends to the North.
I don't think this came as any surprise that, I mean, there had been talk about the Vandals dropping down to FCS. What ultimately was the decision that led President Chuck Staben to make this move and to drop football back down to FCS for the first time in, 20-plus years?
Yeah, I think, just simply what it came down to was, they went independent for a year back in 2013, but they knew they had the landscape. They could kind of see it, that there was going to be an opportunity, and obviously it did come with the Sun Belt. And looking now, they realized there wasn't anything that was really on the horizon. It was difficult enough for them to do it for 1 year as an independent. If they were to do it again now, they would have to do it, and assuming something came along, and that's indefinite, and they couldn't afford to do it indefinitely. So they had to kind of pull the trigger, and I think, there's going to be some pains associated with it, but I also think that eventually it's going to end up being the right move, because just the way where Idaho is located, the fact that, you have a Boise State that's surpassed the programs at Idaho, that it was going to be the best decision for them to maybe take a step down and be more competitive.
So they just weren't able to find a conference? Was that the whole deal, that there was a little like Utah State was there for a while before they got in the Mountain West, where they were bouncing around and really didn't have any conference affiliation? Was that a major factor in it?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. I think even, obviously the Sun Belt, it seemed like a short-term option even at the time, unless all of a sudden Idaho really started improving in football and, it was going to be worth the Sun Belt to keep them around. And there wasn't going to be, just kind of a new Western League coming out of the ashes of the WAC or the Mountain West or whatever, what have you. Teams from the Big Sky weren't going to move up. And so, just not having a conference was going to be extremely difficult, whether it was the financial aspects of it, trying to schedule as an independent, especially if you're the University of Idaho. That's difficult. It's tough enough for BYU, which actually, has a much, much bigger profile, more, more money and all that stuff. Is tough enough for those guys. So, Idaho, they had to kind of bite the bullet, and it was something that, at least geographically, historically, the Big Sky makes sense. So it's a tough pill for some to swallow, but it wasn't necessarily a desperate move.
Now, I find it amazing. Idaho and Boise State both jumped to FBS in the same year, and to see the directions that the programs took. What was the biggest difference? Was it money spent? How was there such a huge separation when they both made the jump together?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It was, just kind of, I actually talked to Idaho's athletic director in the early 90s. Today, he was kind of saying that, he left right before they made the move up, and he said he could see it trending that way, where there was going to be an arms race. And when he was there, he knew that Idaho was not going to be equipped to do it, just based on, their location, their history and all that stuff. And Boise State, being in a larger city, was already kind of, as a university, still growing. Idaho had kind of reached its peak in terms of its size as a university. So Boise State was willing to get the facilities, and Idaho necessarily wasn't. They're going to, now if as far as FCS teams go, they'll have, comparable facilities to a lot of schools now, just by default. And so I think it's going to be a better fit, and certainly with Boise State also the success came, and really I don't know if Idaho, when they decided to make the move, foresaw this happening. Idaho was a pretty good program when the move was made, so I think this has kind of taken a lot of the steam away from them, and I know people in Boise are there's a little bit of schadenfreude. They're pretty excited about it, but it's tough when your big rival has to take a step down like that.
Dave Southern, our guest, Idaho Statesman.
So Idaho now will move into the Big Sky and compete in the Big Sky in all their sports?
Yeah, that's correct. They made the move in 2014 in all the other sports, basketball, tennis, soccer even, all those sports. They did that after the WAC fell apart. So all their sports were already in there. Football is just kind of off on its own. And, so now football is going to go back to where they played from 65 to 95.
Dave Southern, our guest, Idaho Statesman. Now, Dave, this is the first time a program has made the decision on their own to drop down from FBS to FCS. Now, there have been some programs that were kind of NCAA mandated to move down. I saw your stuff yesterday. Could this be a trend with the way money is and big time college football? Could this be a trend? Could you see other programs doing this or not?
Yeah, and I don't know if it'll necessarily be like an epidemic or whatever you want, mm-hmm. what have you. But I could see. You know, I talked to the Big Sky Commissioner earlier today, and the way he phrased it to me is he thinks this is quote unquote the first salvo. He really thinks that this is, you know, now that someone's made the move, other schools might look at it as an opportunity. And then you look at, there's some debate at UMass about if they should go back down. There's debate at Eastern Michigan for the same thing. And you know, and you look at where those programs all are in terms of levels of success, levels of revenue, they're almost the same as Idaho. So you can kind of see it maybe happening a little bit. And I would not be surprised whatsoever to maybe see a couple do it. It's certainly, there's not going to be, you know, a dozen that decide to do it, but I don't think Idaho's going to be alone. I think other teams might follow suit in the next couple of years.
Not a mass exodus of teams from FBS dropping to FCS by any stretch, though.
No, I'd be surprised. You know, especially since some have made the leap up and been successful. You look at Georgia Southern, even Georgia State, schools like that. You know, obviously look where they're located, and that helps. But you know, some of those schools that have made the jump up have been successful immediately. And sometimes when you see that, there's schools that maybe made the jump 20, 30 years ago, 10 years ago, where it hasn't worked out, and eventually you might have to you might have to pull the ejection.
Right, you know, the thing we always talk about, and I don't know if it'll make a difference in Idaho or not with the success of Boise State, but, you know, you drop back down, and now at least, and it's something we've talked about several times, I don't know that they'll do it right away, obviously, because of the conference they're in, but at least when you're at the FCS level, you've got a chance to compete for a national championship in football, which we look at it around here, and you have to admit, even in its finest hour, Boise State never really had a shot at the national championship game simply because the Big Five dominates so much, and so much of it goes into, you know, the strength of schedule and everything else. And at least Idaho now will have a chance to compete for a national championship.
That's absolutely correct. You know, and like you're saying with Boise State, I mean, at least they did get, you know, they've had a lot of strong financial benefits of being successful in those years, whether it's Fiesta Bowls or ESPN and all that stuff. But you're right, they didn't get that shot. And Idaho, you know, talking to the former AD Gary Hunter, he was kind of saying that, you know, he said that they've been slowly losing, you know, donors when you think about, you know, your 4 years playing in Idaho, and you try to look back at the good memories, and there's almost none of them on the field. You're way less prone to give money back to the program. So I think that's been something too. And so now if Idaho can be competitive, they're going to get more fans into the Kibbe Dome. They're going to get more donations. You know, all that stuff will eventually follow suit. I think right now, you know, some people might be upset, some of the boosters are upset, but I think, you know, pretty soon once the team maybe has some success for once, then people are going to kind of eventually come around to it.
Will Boise State play Idaho now on the football field?
That is, you know, other than where does Idaho go next, that's maybe the biggest question here, and that's something that I'd be intrigued to find out. Boise State's schedule is pretty full up for the next couple of years, but I put it out there yesterday hypothetically a little bit that it's way more, the possibility is much higher now, because one of the big fights that Boise State and Idaho had was, where were they going to play? Were they going to do 2-for-1? Was it just going to be a straight home and home? And I don't. Boise State had no interest in going up to Moscow. They just don't want to do that. You know, it's a small stadium, what have you. And so now, if it's an FCS school, they have no option, but they're just going to have to be played here. So I think Idaho expressed an interest in it today. They really want to get it going again. So it's kind of almost in Boise State's court. And now maybe the question is, how much money do they want to give to Idaho to have them play in Boise? But other than that, I think, you know, it would be a great seller here. I think absolutely that'd be. The fans would love it, and most FCS games too don't exactly fill seats. So,
I've been to the Kibbe Dome when Wyoming played them in basketball. They're going to have to do a lot of stuff to get more people to go to that dump.
Actually, you know, when you went up there for basketball, they just call it the Cowan Spectrum. They just put like a sheet in there, so technically it is. But yeah, I completely agree. I went up a couple years ago when they played Fresno State and had Derek Carr. Northern Illinois when they had that Orange Bowl team, and it still wasn't very full. So they have some work to do, but I think winning and knowing they're not going to get blown out will help.
The day we went in there to play them in basketball, they had all these girls that were working, you know, on working in the Kibbe Dome, and they were taking the track down from indoor track and setting up the basketball court and everything. They were all wearing orange jumpsuits, and I asked, is that the work uniform or something? They said, oh, no, these are girls on work release from the local women's prison. They were working in the Kibbe Dome on work release. I thought, oh, that's kind of classy.
So, see, there you go. That's what's funny you mentioned that is one of the things they're talking about. Their next big thing is trying to build a new basketball arena. So I don't know how they're going to staff it. I don't know if, you know, they're going to have to dig into the men's prison. I don't know.
I was curious with the the ban being rescinded of satellite camps. Now they are accepted, Have you had a chance to talk to Coach Arson there at Boise State and get a comment? What were his thoughts initially on the ban and then now the non-ban of satellite camps?
Yeah, I actually put in a request to get something from him, and I haven't heard back yet. But we did talk to him about it when spring practice has ended, and also last summer too, when it was a really big debate. He's all for it. He wasn't gung ho necessarily, but he was definitely in the camp of saying they were good. They were good things, you know, for Boise State. It's not always easy to get up here. Kids can't always afford to do it. And Harson estimated about half the kids they got last year at least went through those camps. And so they had about half a dozen scheduled this year in like five states: Nevada, I believe, Utah, Washington, Texas, California. So they had it all around. They had them all set up this year, and so I think they're going to be more than happy to be out there again.
Really, really good stuff, Dave. We appreciate the time. Very interesting topic with the Idaho situation dropping down to FCS over the next couple of years. Thank you so much, and have a good weekend. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, take it easy.